From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says North Korea's firing of an unidentified ballistic missile today into the Sea of Japan is absolutely intolerable. He spoke late Saturday alongside President Trump at a hastily called news conference. Earlier, the chief Japanese cabinet secretary, Yoshihide Suga, said the missile did not land in Japanese territorial waters. Pyongyang issued no statement about the launch, but experts said the rocket was most likely a model that is capable of reaching targets in Japan, but not in the United States. President Trump used his weekly address this weekend to remind Americans he will not allow the country's immigration system to be used as a tool to advance the cause of foreign terrorists.
My administration is committed to your security, which is why we will continue to fight to take all necessary and legal action to keep terrorists, radical and dangerous extremists, from ever entering our country.
President Trump said that he met last week with sheriffs and police chiefs around the country and pledged that he and his attorney general, Jeff Sessions, would support them in the fight against criminal threats. Turkish-backed Syrian rebels have pushed into the Islamic State stronghold town of Al-Bab in northern Syria as nearby Syrian government forces backed by Russia halted their advance at a contact line drawn to keep the rival forces apart. Monitors said the rebel force, the mainstay in the Turkey-backed Euphrates Shield campaign, gained control of a hospital. This is VOA News.